Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We've spoken about grief many times on this show, dealing with the loss of a parent or loss of a loved one, or even children actually in many cases. But something we've never chatted about before is the loss that's associated, that comes with grieving for a friend. Friends from over the years, new friends, friends of old. And it's something we wanted to chat about in the show today. Author of This Interim Time, Una Frawley, is with me in studio today. Because Una, this is something that you've experienced personally.
It has. It is something that I've experienced. And it came on the back of my mother dying, that one of my closest friends died of ovarian cancer. And of course, the focus was initially on my friend's family. As you would expect, you don't want to take that space. You don't want to. You're very conscious that my friend had left behind a child who now didn't have a mother. I was concerned about her husband. I was concerned about her mother and her sister, especially. And it took a while for me to realize, like, actually, I was deep in grief myself. And it wasn't something that I could even bring myself to acknowledge, I think, for a while.
Why do you think we are somewhat reluctant to acknowledge the grief that comes with losing a friend?
I think a little bit of it might be denial, that sense of, you know, somebody of my own generation, somebody who's my peer, there's that shock value in it. You know, there's that kind of that sense that you mentioned, you know, that you've spoken about losing children. There's a sense of it being unnatural to lose somebody, you know, when you're young, of a friend. And I do think as well, for me, that the big thing was that I didn't want to be impinging on her family's grief, which I recognized was massive compared to what I was feeling and her other friends were feeling.
There's nearly a sense, I've gone through this as well, actually, very, very shortly after my own dad passed away, a good friend and school friend passed away too. And there's nearly a sense of, you probably don't feel you have a right. It's not your right to grieve them.
Absolutely.
To a certain extent.
I think that's absolutely right. I know that when my friend Nancy, Falco was her name, when Nancy died, I definitely felt like it wasn't my right. And I tried to keep it to myself. But inside, I was really falling apart. And it took a while, like I said, before I could come around to acknowledging that and trying to find a way to deal with it. And part of the way that I dealt with it was actually by writing.
Yeah.
I kind of returned to journaling, or, you know, diary keeping, which I hadn't done since I was a teenager. But it felt like the only outlet that I had.
Is that when you discovered you were really grieving Nancy's passing?
Yeah, in some ways, because I was really angry, you know, that anger stage of grief that we go through. And I was furious that she had died. I mean, not furious at her, but just at the world, you know, for having this happen. And mostly not for my own sake. Like, I was really concerned about her daughter and her husband, especially because, unfortunately, it was the worst timing ever. It was just before lockdown that she died. So we literally all went into lockdown and couldn't see each other either. And that definitely added to it.
Kathy Stritch is with us. Kathy's from Grief Ireland. Do we give this kind of grief enough attention, Kathy?
No, I really echo the sentiments of both of what you're saying. You know, I do work all of the time in grief, and I do hear people speak about it through DMs and all of that, but it's very much whispered. And exactly as Una was saying, it's as if people feel they don't have the right to grieve. We put so much attention and focus on the family, rightly so, of course. But if we think about what friendships are, you know, in everyday life, you know, my sister passed away, and I know she probably spoke to some of her friends way more than she spoke to me. But where do they go? You know, at a funeral, we sympathize with the family, but friends are very much taking a back seat. And I think to be left with that amount of loss and pain and have no voice, we're not hearing it being spoke about also, which is fantastic that you're talking about it today, because if we can't see it and hear it, then we can't recognise it. And, you know, we feel like we shouldn't speak about it if it's not being spoke about.
Yes, if I mentioned Kathy at the start today, you know, this is the first time we've talked about grief an awful lot in the show, but it's actually the first time we've ever talked about it in the context of friendship.
Yeah, I know, which is shocking. You know, we cover all, you know, I have a podcast myself and I speak about the loss of a child, a parent. But I find that I struggle to get people to want to speak because of, I suppose, they're afraid of offending. And it's like there's an ownership, you know, that's not mine. I can't speak about this person because it belongs to their family. But I mean, it's talking about your own grief and your own experience, which you are entitled to, you know.
Yeah, I wonder, are people often maybe, you know, taken aback or surprised by the level of grief that they feel when a friend dies?
Well, if you think about the level of love when they're here, I mean, my friends are everything to me, particularly since I lost my only sister. They've become my sisters now. You know, the friendship, I can go anywhere, I can tell them anything. So if I lost that, of course, you're going to feel a massive, you know, irreplaceable hole. And so it is shocking, but I do think it's the way society is set up that we don't mention it, we don't give airtime to it, and therefore people think that they're wrong, and they're not. That pain is really, really real and it's valid.
Liz Gleeson is joining us as well, Cathy. Liz is a psychotherapist specialising in grief and or in grief and in loss as well. How do you advise we handle this type of grief, Liz?
I think primarily the first thing we have to do is acknowledge it. We have to legitimise the relationship and legitimise the loss. It's like the other two women have said already, there's the hierarchies almost that we create unconsciously. I don't have a right to this grief because there's other people, you know, who should be grieving deeper than I am. But exactly as Cathy said, like, everybody needs just that validation that I have lost somebody dear to me who maybe was the most important person in my life. You know, we place so much emphasis on losing a family member, which for many people, of course, is a massive loss. But for others, their friends or their chosen family. And as Cathy said as well, we can be much more emotionally closer to people we choose rather than people we're born to.
That's very true, isn't it?
So I think just legitimizing and validating the enormity of our loss and giving ourselves a right to our place in the chief mourners, and just making sure that people around us understand what it is that has been lost to us. Because I think, you know, friendship, when a friend dies, and like the other two women, I've unfortunately lost several friends at this stage of my life. It can be a real disenfranchised loss where our role and our friendship and the importance of what's happened for us is just not recognised by society. You know, there's many, many losses that are disenfranchised, but the fact that we don't even talk about the loss of friendship or the death of a friend just shows how disenfranchised it is.
You mentioned, Una, obviously, you know, you published in your book, This Interim Time, that has helped you. How has dealing with the loss of Nancy evolved for you now over the past number of years?
I think I've moved past feeling angry that she was gone, that we were all missing her, and into this frame of mind where I felt like I wanted to do something to honour her. And that was part of the reason that I decided to try and weave her into this book that I was writing about the grief of my parents, actually, as well. Very upbeat book, but for me, necessary. And it did become that for me. It was a way of pushing through and feeling like I really wanted to leave something behind so that her other friends and her family and eventually her daughter could read this and see how much she was loved and how much she had meant to me and to so many other people.
Yeah. So do you advise, Liz, on, you know, on dealing with this? Is it in a different way to how you might deal with the loss of a parent or loved one?
I think it is different. I mean, like, we all grieve differently and we all grieve each loss differently also. And I think, and the women have said this already, when it's somebody who dies out of time, I think we're all sort of assuming here that, you know, that somebody has died prematurely or out of time. There's different things that it impacts us in different ways. Death anxiety can be really huge. You know, if my friend who's younger than me can die, what does that say about me and my life and my mortality? And that can be a lot stronger than when it's somebody who, you know, that we expect them to die, our parents or our grandparents. So there's different ways it impacts us that other losses don't. We know that most people can get through profound loss with a supportive community, with a supportive family, with a supportive friends. But if those family, friends and community aren't acknowledging the loss in the first place, it can be so lonely and isolating and confusing as well for the person experiencing the loss. So I think raising awareness, so well done for doing that today as well.
It's a really interesting text from a listener who says, my father is in his 80s and his best friend died a few years ago. When he was talking to his friend's daughter, giving his condolences to her, she said that she was really sorry for him And she actually consoled him because her dad and him would have been such good friends. I learned from that. It's the way it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
That's so lovely. And it's so important. And I found myself doing that with some of Nancy's other friends, you know, just sending texts to check in because we were just bereft. We really were just as lost.
It's a really interesting, you know, conversation and chat to have. And I'm glad we did just that today. Una, this is something you write about in your book, this interim time, that if people are maybe looking for a little more advice or help, they can get it there.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds morbid to say that it's a book about loss, but actually for me, it is about the hope of pushing through, but also honoring the people that we do lose by somehow, you know, coming to terms with it in a different way and recognizing the love that allowed those relationships to flourish in the first place.
Una Frawley, author of This Interim Time, Grief Ireland's Kathy Stritch, and Liz Gleeson, who's a psychotherapist specialising in grief and loss. Liz, thanks a million as well to you all for your time here on Lunchtime Live today. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.